bienvenidos a este nuevo episodio de la colección de podcasts que la Fundación Germán Sánchez Ruiz Pérez dedica a la innovación en la industria del libro y la lectura. Gregorio Pellegrino, director de accesibilidad de la Fundación LIA, explica la normativa aplicable a la generación de contenidos digitales para que sean accesibles a las personas con algún tipo de discapacidad para leer textos impresos.
Okay, so first of all, in the 2016, the Marrakesh Treaty has been approved by WIPO, that is the World Intellectual Property Organization that is based in Geneva, in Switzerland. Do you know something about the Marrakesh Treaty? It is really, really important for accessibility, and it provides an exception to the copyright law for end users and for authorized entities. And what does it mean? It means that end users, so blind users, visually impaired or dyslexics, can convert a text in an accessible format, so from a non-accessible format to an accessible format, so for example scanning the text or also taking an EPUB and transforming in an accessible EPUB without having to ask the permission to the publisher or to the copyright holder. So they can do that freely. That is not a problem since they do for their own. But the other thing is that authorized entities, which means usually libraries for the blind, can share and distributes the content made accessible, including cross-border distribution. So, for example, if the Library for the Blind in Spain is creating some accessible content in Spanish, they can send this content to Argentina or to Peru without having to ask anything. So, this could be quite an issue for publishers because it impacts on the market, since when authorized entities create an accessible version, then it will distribute it for free and cross-border. But in some national laws, for example, in Italy, I'm not sure the other laws around the world, there is a clause that say that the exemption of the copyright does not apply if an accessible version of the text is already available on the market. So if the publisher creates an accessible version and puts it in the market, then end users and authorized entities cannot create another version and distribute for free. So the end users have to buy it. And this is one important law that is worldwide. Another important law that is for the European markets is the European Directive on the Accessibility Requirements for Products and Services, also called European Accessibility Act. It's really similar to the law that that is available in the States, that is the Section 508, that says that products and services placed on the market have to be accessible. So it has been approved in the European Parliament in March, so 2 months ago. And in the next 3 years, the different states, members of the UE, have to transpose in the national law. And after 6 years, all the products and services, new products and services, have to be accessible by default. So only micro enterprises with less than 10 employees or less than 2 million euros in turnover can be excluded. So from the medium publishers and above, they are all obligated to create accessible content. Who are the beneficiaries? The beneficiaries of the European Accessibility Act are more than under the Marrakesh Treaty, because they are persons with permanent or temporary physical, mental, intellectual, and sensory disabilities. What do we mean with permanent or temporary? This is a slide from Microsoft, and as you can see, for the C, we have a permanent, a blind person, temporary, a person with cataract, and situational, we have a distracted driver that cannot see a screen. So we have to create content accessible both for permanent or temporary disabilities. But the European Accessibility Act doesn't only, it is not only for content creators, so for publishers, but it asks that the whole supply chain is accessible, because if the publishers create inaccessible ebooks, but then the end user cannot buy it, it's like the ebook doesn't exist. And also, the directive also will apply to foreign products that will be imported in Europe. And for ebooks, we don't import ebooks because they are not physical products. But since we sell foreign ebooks in the European countries, then we will be under the directive. So they have to be accessible. So, for example, the ebooks distributed from the mark or your products. And this will be really a big change for accessibility. The directive says that only new books and services will be affected. So not the old books, not the catalog, but only new books creating from the 6 years after the adoption.